At Boehringer Ingelheim, we aim to prevent vision loss in people at risk and to preserve or restore vision in those with retinal diseases. Here's a brief story about our journey and how we got here. Back in 2013, through research and development in diabetes and how it can affect the eyes, our scientists identified the potential to help people with retinal diseases. Clinical trials of treatments for diabetic eye diseases began in 2016. These trials explored the effect of two treatments for people with diabetic macular edema and non-proliferative diabetic retinopathy. As with all national clinical trials, information on these trials is made available to the public on the clinicaltrials.gov website. Our portfolio was so promising that we expanded the scope to help people with non-diabetic retinopathies such as age-related macular degeneration. 3 years later, in 2019, we formed a team of scientists dedicated to retinal health. Retinal diseases have similar pathological features to other disease areas, and as such, we are applying our existing knowledge and insights in oncology, inflammation, neurodegeneration, fibrosis, and cardiometabolic diseases into our retinal health work for a truly holistic approach. As a first step, we looked at the structure of the human retina to identify treatment approaches. We needed to understand the different processes that may contribute to diseases in this area. One of these is blood supply. The retina has a unique circulatory system. It provides nutrients and oxygen to the inner and outer retina. Problems with this supply can cause complications, including loss of vision. Inflammation can also play a part in the development of a wide array of retinal diseases. Lastly, a process known as neurodegeneration can lead to disease progression and loss of vision. We are using our existing scientific knowledge and research expertise from other disease areas to identify ways to treat different types of retinal disease. This includes diabetic eye diseases, such as diabetic retinopathy and diabetic macular ischemia, and other conditions such as geographic atrophy, wet age-related macular degeneration, and Stargardt disease. Our community has been growing over the years to nurture the comprehensive pipeline of products we have built. Together, we are pathfinders, experts, and partners. Our ambition is clear: to prevent vision loss in people at risk and to preserve or restore vision in those with retinal diseases. How many people are affected by vision loss? Looking at retinal diseases from a global perspective, the World Health Organization lists poor vision among the top three leading causes of disability in the world. Out of a population of 7.7 billion people, 2.5 billion people suffer from visual impairment. Whilst these figures include vision impairment that can be corrected by glasses, as well as vision impairment caused by other ocular disease outside the retina, retinal diseases remain the major cause of vision loss in the US and Europe. The economic impact is substantial. In 2017, it was estimated that the combined cost of blindness and moderate to severe visual impairment in Europe could be up to 56 billion euros. Given the current demographic trends of an aging population and the increasing prevalence of diabetes, the number of patients with retinal diseases is expected to rise substantially. But what does this mean for those affected? Current therapies for wet age-related macular degeneration are effective at preventing vision loss and can even result in a gain in vision for some of those affected. However, there is still an unmet treatment need, as real-world evidence shows that actual outcomes are poor. We also need therapies for chronic diseases which currently have no treatment options, and for those that do, we need longer-lasting, more effective and safer therapies. Together, these will reduce the treatment burden and improve the quality of life for people with eye disease. To this effect, not only are we talking to patients to explore the best solutions for retinal diseases and striving to improve the diagnosis and treatment of patients, but we are also looking at existing molecules that might be effective in the treatment of retinal diseases. Partnerships play an important part in maximizing the potential of our pipeline and advancing diagnosis, treatment, and delivery of treatments for people living with retinal diseases. In 2019, we entered a co-development and license agreement with Inflammasome Therapeutics, Inc., a science-based company founded to develop therapies for prevalent degenerative diseases, such as macular degeneration. Together, we aim to develop novel therapies that significantly reduce the burden for patients with limited or only insufficient treatment options using Inflammasome Therapeutics' intravitreal extended-release formulation technology with our proprietary compounds. In 2020, we started another strategic partnership with CDR Life to research and to develop antibody fragment-based therapeutics for geographic atrophy. So, that is how our story started. We look forward to seeing how it progresses as we work toward developing treatments to preserve or restore vision and give people with retinal diseases hope of a brighter future. To find the references used to develop this script, please visit the Our Journey into Retinal Health infographic hosted on the Boehringer Ingelheim website.